Lori Saunders never thought she would become a patient advocate. She was a homemaker when her six-year-old son Christopher started complaining one day he was having breathing problems.
He'd never had any breathing issues, any asthma, any allergies, any bronchitis, nothing. He was in the hospital for 4 days. They diagnosed it as croup.
Saunders' son was discharged. She took him home, and within the hour, Christopher had the same problems. He was revived in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, and they arrived in the emergency room. At one point, a doctor removed the boy's oxygen mask.
Christopher put up his arms to me as if he was indicating he wanted a hug or help. I gave him a hug, and somebody pulled me out of the ER room, and the door was shut. And what transpired in the minutes after that, he was in there quite a while, but when they went to intubate him, they were unable to successfully get oxygen in his lungs, and he died of oxygen deprivation sustained in the ER room.
Saunders sued. She went to mediation and settled. Now she runs a patient advocacy organization. That's why she's disturbed about the provisions in the proposed medical malpractice bill making its way through the General Assembly. In addition to setting a cap on non-economic damages for medical malpractice cases, the bill includes provisions that make it harder for people to sue for harm that occurs in emergency rooms. One of the bill's Senate co-sponsors is Democratic freshman Eric Mansfield from Fayetteville. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
What we're trying to say is that in an extreme case, you know, not a person just walked into the emergency room with a common cold or pneumonia, which is undiagnosed, but in a case that, you know, as we put it, fits EMTALA, but for most other people, in an extreme case where, you know, the person has to make a split decision on what to do. All we're saying in the spirit of this is just give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mansfield mentions EMTALA. That's a federal law requiring emergency room doctors to treat and stabilize everyone who comes to their door, no matter their insurance status, no matter what's happening. Emergency care, by definition, is high risk and generates many malpractice suits.
We're not trying to immunize them from getting sued. We're just saying that in the extreme cases, gunshot wound to the chest, person walks in, you have a split decision to clamp the aorta or not, and you don't clamp the aorta and the patient dies, we don't think it's fair for someone then to walk in and say, well, had I been there, I would have clamped the aorta and this person is negligent, when it's a split decision. And that's all we're saying. And that's really been the spirit of that portion of it.
Currently, what happens in an injury or death case is both sides hire experts to testify what's the so-called standard of care and whether or not the treating doctor was negligent.
There's no physician who's worth his salt wants negligent physicians practicing, because it invariably drives down what people believe about us as a general rule as physicians.
But critics of the language in the law say the bill goes too far. Wake County Senator Josh Stein used to be the state deputy attorney general for consumer protection. He objects to language in the bill that sets the bar for suing in the emergency room not at negligence, but, quote, gross negligence, wanton conduct, or intentional wrongdoing.
I just read the main case in North Carolina on gross negligence. And essentially, for you to sustain a case of gross negligence, you have to show that the doctor was drunk or was on drugs. It requires a willfulness and intentionality to have reckless disregard for patient safety.
Stein says in his 20 years as a lawyer, he's never seen a case of negligence that severe. And a ruling of negligence should be based on whether a doctor follows standards of care.
Standard of care is what all doctors have to, it's what all professionals have to do, engineers, lawyers, doctors. And when you deviate from that standard of care, you've committed negligence. Now, this bill immunizes anyone in the emergency room from negligence.
Stein offered an amendment to the bill that would have replaced the gross negligence criteria with negligence, but require more evidence. He proposed another with language that would recognize that ER doctors do practice in a unique situation that should be considered in context. His amendments were all struck down. There's really no way to know how this bill will affect the ability of patients to seek redress for malpractice in emergency rooms. There's no precedent for this kind of legal treatment of ER care in any other state, according to Heather Morton, an analyst at the National Conference of State Legislatures. She says there's similar language in one New Jersey law, but nothing as comprehensive as the bill proposed here.
That is sort of a slightly new tack in terms of trying to reduce the MedMal cases.
And as the law is written, there's no mechanism to track whether it restricts patients from suing, even when they are harmed. Senator Mansfield admits that some tracking mechanism should be in the law.
I would personally say that if we go down the road and I see that there's true evidence that, okay, this is, we're having some unintended consequences and this is not what we wanted or intended, then there's a lot of room to go back and just say, let's do this a different way.
But that's not enough for Lori Saunders. She says if her son Christopher had ended up in the emergency room under the provisions in this law, she never would have learned what really happened.
But it's not until you actually walk the walk and realize that there's a system in place. It has its flaws, but it is there to protect you. It is there to give you legal recourse to find out what happened. And that's what you have to do. When you suspect there's medical malpractice, in order to find out what happens, you need to file a lawsuit. What I didn't know as a general citizen before this is how hard it is to file a medical malpractice suit.
Saunders says it's hard to keep track of lawsuits not filed, and it will be hard to know when people are harmed and left with nothing. The bill now goes to the House. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.